A reading from the beginning of the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He answered them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons that the Father has established by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. The word of the Lord.
God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. God mounts his throne with shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the All peoples clap your hands, cry to God with shouts of joy, for the Lord the Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth. Mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. God goes up with shouts of joy, the Lord goes up with trumpet blast. Sing praise for God, sing praise to our King, sing praise. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpet for the God is King of all the earth. Sing praise with all your skill. God reigns over the nations. God sits upon his holy throne. mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation resulting in knowledge of him. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call, what are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe, in accord with the exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things beneath his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Go and teach all nations, says the Lord. I am with you always until the end of the world. Amen.
The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Thus it is written that Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name, and that all the nations beginning from Jerusalem, you are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with the power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany and raised his hands and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple praising God. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, today we celebrate this beautiful feast day of the Ascension of our Lord with great solemnity and the music and the incense and so on to give the Lord the honor what his due. But you know, life for Christians would be so much easier if the risen Lord was still walking on the earth. It would eliminate so many arguments and offer the true proof that Jesus lived, he died, and he rose again. But we have that proof from the apostles and the disciples. You know, what would happen? But what effect would our living Lord, if he was still on earth, would there not be a temptation to refer all life's problems to him? Lord, there is a famine in. Lord, there is a war in. Lord, my child is ill. There might also be a stagnation of human initiative as people decided the decisions should rest solely with the Lord. We might have that, they might want to spend countless hours in his presence, but neglect the needs of those whom they are called to serve. But the ascension for us today, how are we to understand it today? Very simply, when we hear the psalm, God mounts his thrones with gladness, and that they returned with great joy. They were in the temple, constantly praising God. So Jesus goes to heaven. Why? So we also can follow him to heaven. That, in a nutshell, is the feast of the Ascension. That he goes to the Father so that you and I also, when our time comes. Because we know that our time on this earth is a short one. This is our temporary home. All of us hopefully are working to prepare for when our time comes, when the Lord calls. I'm going to give a couple of good examples of that happened to me personally. When my grandpa died, I was with my grandmother at Holy Cross Cemetery in Akron. And we're walking close to the grave, and she's on my shoulder, and she's holding on to my shoulder for support. And she goes, Andres, my time, I will be with you shortly. I will be with you shortly. Andrew, my grandfather's name was Andrew. And I said, Grandma, I says, you're not afraid to die, are you? No, when it comes, it comes. I'm ready to go. When it comes, it comes. And 6 months later, she followed him. She followed my grandfather. And I'll never forget that as long as I'm living. And I was at a dance at the German Club out in Brimfield. Now, it happened already. I was here already, I think, when that happened. And I was at a dance, and this couple that I've known for many, many years, they were on the dance floor. They were on the dance floor, and him and his wife, they were dancing a waltz. And all of a sudden, he said to his wife, because his wife, Betty told me this. She says, He said, I hear the most beautiful music I have ever heard. And he fell over and he fell on the dance floor. And I knew that he was dead when he hit the ground. I always keep a vial of holy oil in my car. You know, because we priests have a quota, you know, with that, you know. So it's always a safe place to, you know, that in an emergency like that. And I had his funeral, but I just remember that. I hear the most beautiful music I've ever heard. That's the ascension for you and for me, the preparation. And it's very interesting that the next week, next Sunday, we'll celebrate Pentecost and the beautiful feast that that entails. And ascension prepares us for Pentecost when the Lord says, I will not leave you alone. I will not leave you alone. So he sends the Holy Spirit to be with us in a very, very beautiful way, you know. So some of you might even do the novena to the Holy Spirit to prepare for Pentecost. Do it and pray for the church and pray for the needs of the church. Pray for the needs of our diocese and our bishop and our parishes, because they all need prayers. We all need prayers. You know, one last story. There's a mother, her name is Jennifer Hubbard, and she is the author of a book called Finding Sanctuary. She is a mother who resides in Newtown, Connecticut, and she had a daughter that was killed, and her youngest daughter, Catherine, was killed in the Sandy Hook school shooting. You know, we've had so many that we forget, but Sandy Hook is there in Connecticut. And she writes this, and I think it is the nutshell of the ascension of the Lord. This is what she writes. Even now, after enduring seasons of unimaginable suffering, where endless miles of rough roads led me to the places of spectacular beauty, there are times when my heart aches and life gets lonely, and I find myself falling into the same posture I assumed after Catherine died. With frozen sand crushing underfoot and my eyes fixed on the horizon, I was like a weathered sailor seeking my own North Star, convinced that it would guide me swiftly through this part of my journey. But when I couldn't find it, I would just stare empty, lost, and confused into the heavens. For a long time, I thought maybe the apostles felt that way on the day when they too stared at the heavens. Only recently did I realize that hardly did they feel as I did. He brought his chosen ones up to the mountain, those who had scattered at the scourging, the same ones he later fed on the beach. They were convinced that this was the moment when the kingdom would be restored and when all would be made right. And in a way, it was, but not as they had imagined. They beheld, for the briefest moment, heaven and earth's collision as they stood in wonderment and awe. I knew this stare. I knew that it was the one that when I held my babies when they first graced this earth, and when I watched my son in the distant meadows, or when the skies are washed with the fleeting, vibrant colors. In truth, when I seek immediate answers and stand paralyzed when they don't come, I am hardly staring as they stared. My stare is not with adoration, but with doubt. On that day, I realized I had had it all wrong. I remembered what I knew, that his glory and his providence in my life. And I remembered that when I was delivered and when he leaned in close and answered my prayers, I was reminded in a time not my own and in my ways beyond my comprehension that I await his return. Dawn will break in a breathtaking display of glory. Laughter will fill the lonely, and my heart will beat in the rhythm of praises, hymns. And at this, I will stare and I will stand in awe. That, my dear brothers and sisters, is the beauty of the ascension of our Lord into heaven. Because he ascends not only for the disciples and the apostles, he ascends for you and for me. And then when our time comes, that we may take our place with him there in his ascended glory.